Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
And welcome into Send It In, a happy Wednesday, one day away from the start of the NFL season. So you know we're talking Chiefs and Ravens. Cordell Woodland standing by to get his thoughts on the rematch from last year's AFC Championship game. We'll talk plenty of NFL today. We'll look at the first half of the Sunday slate in the NFL, give out some best bets. We'll talk plenty of college football, give out some more bets in college as well. Also, we're going to give out some props today. I got five props that I really like in the week one slate of the NFL. We will give those out. Kate Constable going to join us later on in the show for Model Making Money, and then we wrap everything up with our favorite plays for today. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have for us, whether it's in Ravens, Chiefs, another NFL game, college game, Major League Baseball, whatever on your mind, let us know. Twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube.com/OdysseySports. If you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get this thing rolling, though. Glasses in session. We go to the Glass or Guest line. Cordell Woodland joins the show. He covers the Orioles and the Ravens for 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Cordell, just one more sleep, man, until Ravens and Chiefs. We have made it rematch last year's AFC Championship game. And as you know, somebody covering the Ravens fans, the city, they've been waiting for this rematch. Obviously, still a bitter taste in their mouth with how the game went in the playoffs last season. What kind of chances do you give the Ravens tomorrow as 3-point underdogs against Kansas City? You think they have a good shot at winning that game?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you have two quarterbacks in this game like Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes, both sides have an opportunity to win this game. I think that the Ravens obviously had a lot of turnover on their roster, specifically on the defensive side of the ball, both on the field and on the sidelines, with Mike McDonald now taking that head coaching job in Seattle. We'll see what Zach Orr can do with this defense, but I expect this defense to be really good. I thought they had a strong camp. Marlon Humphrey had a really good camp, who had a down year last year. So I think the world of their secondary right now, pass rush is the big question for this Ravens team. But look, they're going to be good enough to make this a good game tomorrow night. I think they'll be able to cover that three. I feel good about that in terms of winning. I really think it'll be a toss-up.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. The three, I like the Ravens, but man, that game could really go either way. What about the total, Cordell? Obviously, last year, this was a 17-10 game, went way under the total, low-scoring ball game. I think with these two quarterbacks, these two offenses, everybody's probably going to like the over, thinking it's going to be a high-scoring game. Are you in that same boat, or do you think, again, because we got two pretty good defenses, do you think this is a lower-scoring game again?
Yeah, I'm been battling with that. You know, Kansas City, their secondary isn't as good as it was last year. I'm curious to see what that does for their defense, who was as good as they've been in a while, honestly, on that side of the ball. and the Ravens, they've lost a lot of sack production on this team with Jadeveon Clowney going to Carolina. We'll see if Justin Madubuike can build on what he did last year. Same with Kyle Van Noy, who had a career high in sacks. I'm right now leaning towards the under. I don't think that this Ravens defense is honestly going to give up a whole lot. I think Mahomes and them, they'll get theirs. But as we saw in the AFC Championship game, they started off scorching hot, that Chiefs offense, and the Ravens shut them out in the second half. I don't think that was a fluke at all. And I do think in some aspects this defense has gotten better. If nothing else, they've gotten faster. So I think it's going to be a little bit of a struggle for the Chiefs offense to kind of put up a lot of numbers against this Ravens defense. And honestly, same thing for the Ravens offense. The biggest question about this team is their offensive line right now. I don't know how much I trust them, but it's not a lot. So I'm curious to see what having the starters on the field for the Ravens does for this offensive line in terms of what the ceiling is for the offense. But I do anticipate it kind of going to the under.
Cordell, when you look at the players in this game, whether it be for the Chiefs, maybe there are some players on the Chiefs offense that you can think can exploit some matchups on the Ravens defense, or looking at some Ravens players, would there be anybody that you would target or you would fade in terms of props tomorrow night? Obviously, Derrick Henry enters the offense. He's the best odds to score a touchdown in the game. I've been giving out Lamar Jackson anytime touchdown on the show, plus 200. I think that's a pretty good bet. Looking at this matchup, any players that you like, any players that you would fade tomorrow night?
Yeah, I mean, one that I definitely like, I've been looking at a lot of the receiver props. I see Rashad Bateman over under 30.5. I could see Rashad Bateman going beyond that for sure. I look at Rashad Bateman over 2.5 catches. I probably would take the over on that. I mean, when Rashad Bateman was on the field during practice this training camp, he was a big focal point for this offense. So I anticipate him being much more involved in this Ravens passing attack than he was last season, maybe to this point in his career. So I would probably hammer Rashad Bateman overs. As I look around, I mean, Lamar is always the weird one when it comes to his numbers. You just never really know what type of day he's going to be. I could get with the Lamar anytime touchdown when you're getting that type of price tag on it. That sounds pretty good. Yeah. But I'm always up and down on in terms of what type of day Lamar Jackson is really going to have. Looking at the rushing numbers, what, over under 49.5, with this offensive line, I do think Lamar is going to be kind of running around for his life. So I would kind of take the over on his rushing numbers as well.
All right, very good. Looking at the Ravens big picture, Cordell, obviously they had the best record in football last season. They were the number one seed in the AFC. They won the division. But this year, a lot of people like Cincinnati in the AFC North, and there are a lot of people out there that think the Ravens are going to go under 10.5 wins this season for their win total. How do you forecast the season going for Baltimore this year with the win total at 10.5? And then who do you like to win the AFC North this year?
Yeah, I mean, look, the Ravens have found a formula of how to get to the postseason, and really it's all centered around number 8. If Lamar Jackson's on the field, this team is a postseason team and a Super Bowl contender at worst. I do right now look at the division, and I think it's gotten better. I think pretty much every team has gotten better. The Bengals, I think just by getting Joe Burrow back, helps them a lot. I'm curious to see what losing Joe Mixon does, who didn't have the best year last year. I'm curious to see what their running game looks like. Obviously, the situation going on around Ja'Marr Chase, we'll see when he even decides to get on the football field. But I do think Cincinnati will be better than they were last year. I like what Pittsburgh has done. Their quarterback situation, even as bad as it is still to this day, it's better than it's been. And this is a team that won 10 games last year with Mason Rudolph at quarterback. So I have to anticipate them kind of at least matching that, if not going beyond, with their defense improving. And Cleveland, it's all about health and Deshaun Watson. Can Deshaun Watson be a glimpse of what he was in Houston? I kind of think that ship has sailed, honestly. But if they're healthy enough, we saw what that defense can do. We saw what their weapons out there can do when you get them the ball. I still like the Ravens to win this division, all said and done. I still think that they're going to be a 10-plus win team. I can understand why people have their reservations, though. Like I said, this offensive line is a big question mark for me, and I don't know how much they can take injury-wise to this pass-catching unit, including the tight ends. The wide receiver depth isn't really there right now. So they need their stars to be healthy. That's kind of what the Ravens are dependent on and really every team. But I still like the Ravens to win the North.
So the season kicks off tomorrow, and there are a bunch of people probably out there that have a ton of fantasy football drafts, right, before the season kicks off. Is there a player on the Ravens, Cordell, that you think's really flying under the radar this season that people might be able to scoop up late in their drafts, maybe even be able to pick up on the waiver wire that doesn't go drafted? Like, is it Justice Hill, Tez Walker, Isaiah Likely with Andrews coming back? Is there anybody that you look at on that offense that you think maybe could be like this year's Keaton Mitchell potentially for this team?
Yeah, I mean, I got two of them. I mentioned Rashad Bateman earlier. I like Rashad Bateman a lot this year. I'm in a couple of fantasy leagues myself, and I've been able to kind of scoop Rashad Bateman up out of free agency. He's gone undrafted in a lot of the leagues that I'm in, including a 16-man league that he was drafted in on the back end of the league. So he's one that I would really try to target if possible. He should be cheap. And I think he's a guy that's going to give you a lot of bang for your buck. You mentioned Isaiah Likely. He's another one. And the big thing this year is Isaiah Likely being able to produce even with Mark Andrews on the field. We've seen Likely put up monster tight end one type of numbers in the past when Andrews isn't there. Now we'll see if he can do it with Andrews there. I don't know if he'll put up those type of numbers, but I think Isaiah Likely is a stud. He's another one that had an outstanding offseason. I think this dude on pretty much most teams in the NFL, I'd say about 90% of the teams in the NFL, he probably starts at tight end for those teams, and he'd be a really good one. So those are the two guys that I would look at, and I think you could get both of them at good value.
I completely agree with you on Likely. I think he's awesome when he's out there. I hope the Ravens feature him. And Rashad Bateman, there's been a lot of people that have been high on him. You included, me included. So, Cordell, I'm excited to see what happens this season. He's Cordell Woodland. Give him a follow on X at Cordell Woodland. Does a great job covering the O's and the Ravens for 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Cordell, appreciate the time. Enjoy the game tomorrow night. Have a great season, and we'll catch up again soon.
Appreciate it, PJ.
Absolutely. All right, really good stuff there from Cordell Woodland as we keep rolling, looking at week one in the NFL. Before we do, our guy B. Mills chiming in with some questions. Hey, PJ, I got another addition to the college football card. Nebraska team total over 16.5 in the first half against Colorado. Think they'll be able to put up some points early on that defense. Absolutely love it, B. Mills. I like Nebraska quite a bit. I would lay the 7.5 with the Cornhuskers this weekend. I think they get off to a hot start as well, so I do like that. You also got a parlay, B. Mills, for Thursday night, plus 161. Chiefs plus 4.5, over 40.5, and Mahomes to throw for 200 and plus yards. Seems pretty good, doesn't it, B. Mills? The only thing that honestly would worry me is over 40.5, as crazy as that is to say, because the total is at 47 right now. I could see that Ravens Chiefs game being like 20-17, 21-17. That obviously only gets you to 37, 38 points. So I love the under in this game, which can take us right into previewing Ravens and Chiefs, because that's the first game up. The under is my favorite play. I love 47. If you follow the NFL, if you follow sports betting, you all know about primetime unders. Well, primetime unders for the first week of the season, especially the kickoff game, is usually a goldmine. So love the under 47. B. Mills, obviously you get like a touchdown there with the 40.5, but I kind of do think this might be a 20-17 kind of ball game. So that would be the only thing that would worry me. Honestly, with your parlay, I like the Chiefs 4.5. Mahomes to throw for 200 or more yards. I'd just take the full game under at 47. Get yourself even more value. I think this game is going under. Packers and Eagles are going to be kicking off on Friday night in Brazil. Total is 48.5. We told you early on in the week on Monday to grab the Packers at +3. Now the Eagles are down to -2.5. Ever since the NFL has been doing this international series, pretty much the general rule of thumb is you just take the favorite in these games. Usually when you go international, the better team with the better players usually just ends up winning the game. But at 2.5, this game's going to be a stay away for me. I really didn't know who I was going to like in this game throughout the summer. Then when we got up to 3 with Green Bay, I thought that was a good price. Now that it's back down to 2.5, Eagles-Packers is going to be a stay away for me. Steelers and Falcons kick off the Sunday slate, 1 p.m. Eastern time, with a total of 42. I really like Pittsburgh at +3. Now they're even out to 3.5. Some shops think they're at 3.5 on BetMGM as well against Atlanta. This is just one of those games where you just trust Mike Tomlin. He's just going to find a way. They're probably going to get outgained by like 100 yards. Atlanta's going to dominate the box score. They probably should be up 2 touchdowns. And then as we know, as most Steelers game go, you look up midway through the fourth quarter and Pittsburgh's driving down and they're scoring a touchdown to take the lead. That's probably how this game is going to go. You got one of the best in Tomlin going up against Raheem Morris, coach in his first game for Atlanta. You got a team in Atlanta who's got all this excitement, all this expectation in the offseason against Pittsburgh, who everybody's knocking because of their quarterback situation. This is just one of those classic Tomlin spots. It would only be Pittsburgh or pass for me. I like him at 3. I really like them at 3.5. I think the Steelers are alive in this game. Cardinals and Bills out in Buffalo, total of 48. The Bills are 6.5-point favorites. If this gets to 7, I would probably make a bet on Arizona at 6.5. It's currently a stay-away game for me. Obviously, the Cardinals are a warm-weather team that plays in the dome. And they're going out to Buffalo, but they're playing them in the early part of September. So weather not going to be too much of a factor. Kyler Murray, historically, normally very good as an underdog against the spread as 5 or more points. So normally good in these spots. The Bills, there's just so much turnover with their roster, both sides of the ball, that I kind of want to sit back and wait on Buffalo for the first couple weeks, form an opinion on them, maybe pick some good spots to bet them or fade them in week 4 or 5. But another game that I'm going to pass on in Bills or Cardinals. A game that I'm not passing on is the Titans and the Bears. Give me the Titans +4 against Chicago. The Bears, obviously a ton of expectation. In the last 21 instances, rookie quarterbacks in week 1 are 2-18-1 straight up. Rookie quarterbacks don't win in week 1. It's been talked about a lot how this isn't a normal rookie circumstance, though, that Caleb Williams is stepping into with all the wide receiver talent. And obviously, he's a great talent himself. This would only be Tennessee or a pass for me. I've seen this movie before with the Bears, so give me the Titans +4. Patriots and Bengals has been really interesting to watch throughout the morning. Jamar Chase is trending more and more that he's not going to play. And now this line is all the way down to 7.5. Now, I wouldn't make too much of a line movement going from 9 to 7.5 because you're not really passing through too many key numbers. Now, if this thing gets to 7, that's when it gets interesting. And then I would absolutely buy in on the Bengals at -7. But if you like Cincinnati at -9, if you liked them at -8.5, I really wouldn't get worried that this thing is down to -7.5. If it gets down to 7, I love Cincinnati. Cincinnati's my survivor play. I think they roll this week, hoping that somehow we get a -7. This is a game that I did not think we would get this number with, but I am all in on the Indianapolis Colts. Might turn out to be my favorite bet of week 1, that we're getting a +3 with the Colts at home against the Texans. Everybody loves Houston. The public is all over the Texans. This is a divisional game on the road. We're getting a field goal with the Colts, who I really like this season. Richardson is back healthy. My favorite player prop in week 1, which we'll talk about in a little bit, is in this game. Love the Colts +3. And then Jaguars and Dolphins out in Miami. There's supposed to be some weather in this game, and Trevor Lawrence historically is not very good when dealing with wind and dealing with rain. Not an official bet for me, but because of the fade of Trevor Lawrence in some tough conditions, it would only be Dolphins -3.5 or pass for me. All right, let's get into some of these player props here in week 1 of the NFL. We will start with my favorite prop of week 1 in the NFL is going to be Colts quarterback Anthony Richardson anytime touchdown at +120. Anthony Richardson last season got hurt in week 4 against the Tennessee Titans. In his first 3 games in the NFL, Anthony Richardson scored a rushing touchdown in each of his first 3 games. We're getting a great price here at +120. This is why when the Colts hired Shane Steichen to be their head coach, they drafted Anthony Richardson #4 overall because of the plays that Steichen can design for Richardson in the red zone. He's such a great running quarterback, so big, powerful, strong. This prop, as long as he stays healthy, will not be plus money for much longer. So grab it while you can. Love Richardson +120 to score a touchdown. Also like Derek Carr to throw an interception at -110. Derek Carr only had 8 interceptions last year, but 2 of those 8 picks came against Carolina in each of the 2 meetings he had against the Panthers last season. I really like the Panthers +4 against the Saints. We'll talk about that game tomorrow. I think Carolina is live to win that game. Because I'm high on the Panthers, Bears, because I think there's a good chance the Saints are trailing in that game. Obviously, more pass attempts for Derek Carr, which means more chances at an interception. I love the price, minus 110. So that is my second player prop. Jaden Daniels, over 39.5 rushing yards at minus 110, is going to be the third player prop that I am on Sunday. Jaden Daniels, the comp for him is Lamar Jackson, right? Both won Heisman trophies. Both are incredible athletes. Both have blazing speed. Both have great arm talent. Do you guys know how many times Lamar Jackson carried the ball in his first NFL game with the Ravens? 26 times. 26 carries for 119 yards for Lamar in his first career start against the Bengals. Now, I don't expect Jaden Daniels to carry the ball 26 times, but because of the Daniels and Lamar comp, obviously, with the young quarterback making his first start on the road against Tampa Bay, I think if stuff kind of breaks down, the game's moving a little too fast for Jaden, which it certainly could in his first NFL start, he's going to rely on his speed. And in one play, he can go over 39.5 rushing yards. So I'll take that prop with Jaden Daniels. Gus Edwards, over 45.5 rushing yards at minus 120, is going to be my next prop. Gus, with the Ravens last year, went over 46 rushing yards in 11 of the 17 games. We know about the Chargers offseason. You bring in Jim Harbaugh. You bring in Greg Roman. You trade away your top two receivers in Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. This is going to be a running football team. J.K. Dobbins is working his way back from another leg injury. Gus will be the guy in week one for the Chargers. We'll go over 45.5 rushing yards. And then Bo Nix, under 203.5 passing yards, is going to be my pick as well that I like. Bo Nix going on the road in Seattle against a great defensive coordinator in Mike McDonald. I like Bo long term, but week one going up against Mike Mack, that's going to be really, really tough. So we'll go under passing yards for Bo Nix. All right, some promos from our friends at BetMGM. We've had all our first TD bets vultured or called back before. With BetMGM's football, pro football second chance, we're giving you a second chance on first TD bets this season. You can place any first touchdown score wager, and if your player doesn't score first, score second, get your entire stake back in cash, no opt-in required. Anthony Richardson plus 750 is a first touchdown option. How it works, you can place a pregame straight first touchdown wager bet in any NFL game. If your player scores the first touchdown in the game, you win your wager as normal. If your player scores the second touchdown in a game, you'll get your stake back in cash. Important details: second chance applies to pre-match straight bets only. Any wager using a bonus bet or reward token is ineligible for the promotion. You may place more than one first touchdown wager per game. After the first touchdown is scored, the remainder of the players will be temporarily graded as a loss. Once the second touchdown is scored, any wager with that player scoring the first TD will be settled as a second chance refund. The cash received back from the second chance is completely unrestricted and withdrawable. Please make sure to read our full terms and conditions before participating in the promotion. All right, real quick, let's go to our college football bets that we like for this week before checking in with Kay Constable and Model Making Money. We will start with the over that I like the best this week in college football is going to be over 49 in Oklahoma and Houston. Houston's got a really good quarterback in Donovan Smith. They were terrible in week one against UNLV, but he's played against Oklahoma before, even though that Sooners defense is much improved. I think Houston is going to get blown out in this game by the Sooners. I think Oklahoma is going to score in the 40s. They might cover this total by themselves, but I do think Houston gets some garbage touchdowns, maybe late in the fourth quarter. We'll go over 49. The under that I like in this week in college football is going to be the first half under in Texas and Michigan, under 21.5. Michigan's at home. Their offense is still a work in progress. They're going to lean on that defense, on that crowd noise to keep them in it early. We saw Georgia, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Texas A&M, two marquee games last week. Neither team in that game scored a touchdown. It was 6-6 in the Notre Dame game at half, 6-0 Georgia at half against Clemson. I'm kind of expecting another defensive struggle type game in the first half in Michigan and Texas, so we'll go under there. The favorite that I like the best about we talked about this earlier in the week, that's going to be Oregon -19.5 against Boise State. I think there's too much of an overreaction to what Oregon did against Idaho. Boise State's got one of the best running backs in the country in Ashton Jeanty. He rushed for 6 touchdowns, 270 yards in their week one game against Georgia Southern. The problem is Boise's defense gave up nearly 500 yards of total offense to Georgia Southern. Now you got to go up against Oregon's offense, and the Ducks will be much better against the run than Georgia Southern was. So I would lay anything under 3 touchdowns with the Ducks this weekend. The dog that I like the best is NC State plus 7.5 against Tennessee. I love the Vols this year. I think they're going to the SEC championship game and playing Georgia, but I think this could be a tricky game for them. This is only Nico's third career start playing in an NFL stadium, a packed house. NC State, I know they did not look great in week one against Western Carolina. They were looking ahead to this game. They spent their whole offseason getting ready for Tennessee. The entire public is all over the Vols this week. It's the biggest public side. I like NC State plus the 7.5. And then the dog that I like outright the best this week is going to be Army plus 150 against Florida Atlantic. They're 3.5-point dogs. I would just take Army outright. We know what Army's all about. Wishbone, run as much clock as possible, go on 15-play drives, 10-minute drives, and just grind you down. Florida Atlantic, I watched their game against Michigan State last Friday. Really not impressive. They got a lot of turnover on that roster. And after just playing a Big Ten team, to turn around and play Army, that's a tough spot. I'll take the Army Black Knights plus 150 against Florida Atlantic. All right, let's go to Model Making Money now. Check in with our friend Kate Constable joining us here on a Wednesday. And Kate, what are the 5-star bets that BetQL has for us today?
Hey, PJ. Yeah, 5-star plays in Major League Baseball today. We have Astros and Reds. The model likes the over 9 runs. These two teams played last night, 8 total runs. The Reds won 5-3. Spencer Arrighetti going today against Nick Martinez. I think Martinez is kind of a regression candidate. His xERA and xFIP a little bit higher than his actual. So I think we're looking at an over today, over 9.
Very good. Kate, what about yourself? Any bets that you like for tonight?
Yeah, I am going to go in the W and take Kelsey Mitchell over 21.5 points tonight against the Sparks. First of all, I mean, the Fever have been phenomenal since the Olympic break. 6-1, they just clinched the playoffs. And Kelsey Mitchell has scored at least 20 points in each of the 7 games since the All-Star break. She's averaging nearly 27 per game, so well over this number of 21.5 tonight. And the Sparks, they like to play fast. So this is going to be up and down, back and forth, a high-paced game. And I think Mitchell's going to be one of the beneficiaries of that style of play. So I will take her to go over 21.5 points.
Very good. Kate, college football week 2 this weekend. You're an Iowa Hawkeyes fan. Big rivalry game, Cy-Hawk against the Cyclones. What's your favorite college play this week?
Ugh, I mean, I feel like you have to take the under in that one, but I don't know, PJ. Iowa's offense, I mean, 40 points, almost 500 yards. It was pretty good. That's not my favorite play, though. You're going to enjoy this one. My favorite play is actually Alabama laying the 31 against South Florida this weekend. I mean, they looked very good in week 1. I know the competition level, not that great. But if you think back to last year against South Florida, like, Bama barely got out of that game with the win, 17-3. It was ugly. I think the players are going to remember that. This game is now being played in Tuscaloosa. Last year's was in Tampa. And the level of competition between South Florida and Western Kentucky, who Alabama played last week and won 63-0, I don't think it's like a massive jump. So asking them to cover, asking Bama, that is, to cover 31, I think that's certainly doable.
All right, very, very good. Kate, before I let you go, what about in the NFL week 1? Any bets that you love on the week 1 slate?
Yeah, I love Seattle minus 5.5 against the Broncos. I mean, this is just a tough spot. As good as Bo Nix looked in the preseason, earning the starting spot, this is just a tough, tough spot to be on the road for a rookie quarterback to be starting in that environment in Seattle. Lumen Field, like, that's nothing to mess around with. Plus, the Broncos, they're going to want to run the ball a ton this year, spent a bunch on their offensive line, but I don't think Seattle's a team that you can really run against. I mean, their defensive interior is pretty strong, so I think this is going to be a tough go for Bo Nix in his first NFL start. So I will lay the points. I believe it's now minus 6 over at BetMGM. So I'll lay the minus 6 with the Seahawks.
All right. Can't wait. Season kicks off tomorrow with the Ravens and the Chiefs. She's Kate Constable joining us here on Send It In. Kate, great stuff as always. Enjoy all the football this weekend. We'll catch up again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, PJ.
For sure. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5 star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. Beef underscore VZ in the chat saying that the Bengals are going to dominate New England. Tend to agree with you, Beef VZ. I think it's going to be like a 17-20 point victory for the Bengals. So please let that line get down to 7 so we can bet the Bengals for even more. As for our best bets for today, going streaking, give me Aaron Judge to get a base hit today against Nathan Eovaldi. I know I'm really going out on a limb, right, giving you the AL MVP, but Aaron Judge's bat 400 lifetime against Eovaldi, 12 for 30 in his career. I like Aaron Judge to get us base hit. Prop Lock's going to be my favorite player prop from week one of the NFL. Anthony Richardson, anytime touchdown at plus 120. Again, in the 3 full starts that Richardson had last year, scored a rushing touchdown in all 3 of those games. Getting plus money on this bet, I think, is a really good price. So we'll take Anthony Richardson, anytime touchdown, as our prop lock of the day. Dog of the day is going to be Army, plus 3.5. against FAU. I think Army wins that game outright. FAU not impressed with them at all. Going up against the wishbone, never ever easy. Give me Army plus 3.5 and take them on the money line as well. My best bet, I can't believe we're getting a plus 3 with the Colts, man, but this might be my favorite bet. I really love the Cleveland Browns against Dallas, but with a plus 3 with the Colts, I think are going to win this game outright. I really do. Obviously, all the Texans love this offseason, but the Colts almost made the playoffs last year with Minshew. Now with Richardson, give me Indy plus 3. Once again, our favorite plays for today. Aaron Judge is our guy and going streaking. Anthony Richardson, anytime touchdown on Sunday, will be our prop lock. My best bet's going to be in that game with the Colts plus 3, and then my dog of the day, Army, plus 3.5 against FAU. Thanks again to Cordell Woodland, Kate Constable for joining the show. Appreciate you guys tuning in and all your questions. Have a great rest of your day. We will see you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.